Hi, my name is Danny Morrell, and this is Real Estate Sales, the podcast for real estate professionals and entrepreneurs that are on a path of daily inspired action leading towards success in every area of their lives. Get ready to once again break through and realize your true potential. Hello and welcome, everybody. I am pumped up. This is episode number, I don't know what number it is, but I know it's number 2 of 2017. I think it's like number 42, number 43, something like that. Anyways, this is by far the best, the only option for real estate sales professional. This is the Real Estate Sales Show. I am your host, Danny Morrell. And yes, I'm in my beautiful, custom, luxurious office. Check this out if you're watching me on YouTube. Look at all the walls. Look at all the privacy. I'm in my cubicle. I'm working. That's what we're doing, baby. That's what we're going to talk about today is putting in the work, guys. I am your host, as always. I'm excited. I've got a special guest coming for you today, guy that does a lot of business, guy with a great heart, beautiful family man, great leader and entrepreneur. You're going to absolutely love this guy, and I'm going to introduce you to him in a second, but before we do, I want to make sure that I say thank you, guys. Listen, this show is blowing up. And if you don't know, we're bringing the best out to you. We've already signed the contract. We've cut the check. He's coming. Uncle G, Grant Cardone, spread the word. You're going to be hearing very shortly about the announcement on the tickets, the location, the price, all of that stuff. We're looking like it's going to be in June, so it'll be a great time for you to fly into Southern California and enjoy some time in a sunny weather with your family. But we did it, and we did it. I'll tell you right now, first and foremost, we're a little selfish. We love our people. So, Lee, you're not our people, but, you know, we still love you anyways, okay? But we love our people here at Intero Real Estate Services, and they deserve the absolute best. They deserve the best training, the best environment, the best motivation. So we brought Grant Cardone for them. And secondly, man, we love the real estate community. You know, we really do. And so if we can give back in any way, and if Danny Morrell's attached to it, we ain't giving back in no small way. We're giving back in a big way, in a big, big way. And so that's where we went out and got the best. So before we get started, thank you for your ratings and for your reviews. I'm honored by this. We've got 4 or 5 or 6 reviews already this year. It's only the 10th of the month. If you haven't done that, go to iTunes, go to your podcast app, go to Stitcher if you're on an Android, and just give us a 5-star review or better and actually write a review about the show. Hopefully it's having an impact on you. I'm going to start off by thanking Yogi the Oso. Yogi the Oso gave us a 5-star review. On December 28th, amazing, amazing, amazing. I appreciate you for sharing your thoughts, experience, and motivation to help me grow mentally, spiritually, and financially. Hey, God bless, Yogi. Stony, A2S, Stony, I wonder what you're doing on your spare time, huh? But best podcast, period. Motivating with direct instruction on getting the right mindset to tackle not only the real estate industry, but any industry. Glad to help. Diavolo from El Salvador. Oh, that's interesting. The best coach I ever had, powerful and influential. Man, that's awesome, man. I appreciate that. Best wishes. Thank you for sharing your coaching and motivation. Blessings. Y. Ramirez, best real estate podcast. Very educational and informative. This was January 2nd. Another 5-star review. Agent Vega. Hey, Grace, we love you. You're a great friend of ours. Grace, Uncle G is coming. I know you're going to be there, Grace. I know that for a fact. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Truly the best of the best. Every single realtor needs to be listening to this show. Thank you for all the information you gather and share with the world in real estate and in the industry. This podcast always fires me up. And last but not least, Delia Chaidez. Delia from San Diego, thank you. Very grateful to have these powerful messages available at our fingertips. You can learn, be inspired, and literally change your business and your life. Without further ado, let's go ahead and let's get started, guys, because we've got a powerhouse in the industry. I'd like to introduce to you from Bakersfield, California, Mr. Lee Barrison. Lee, say what's up.
What's really going on, Danny?
What's really going on is we're about to take over the world. How you doing, my friend?
Good, man. I'm doing good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. How does it feel to be on the Real Estate Sales Show?
Pretty excited. This is actually my very, very favorite podcast. Never miss an episode. And it's kind of surreal just actually, you know, being invited to be on this show. So I appreciate that, Danny.
Well, you know what? In order to be invited to be on the show, you got to be the best of the best. And that is you. You are the best of the best. We're going to learn a lot about you today. Lee, you know the mission. Let's help these people grow, man. Let's help them expand their thinking, their mindset, their beliefs. By the way, did you hear the last episode?
I did. Number 45 to be exact.
Okay, so this is 46 then.
Yes, yeah, I just 45, you know, just getting the year off started off right. I think you gave us four good examples of how to make that happen.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. I got to ask you, what did you think of just that me and the audience? How'd you like that?
It was amazing. I mean, you know, it's amazing, but it's the same stuff I think that you and I have been coached on for a long time, and nothing's changed. There's no magic pills, no magic wands out there, you know.
So there isn't at all. So Lee, let's give them the sticker shock right now. The shicker. Okay. That's a new word, shicker. Lee, how many deals in 2016 did you guys close?
Our goal was 288, Danny. We fell short of that and we closed 242.
Okay, so 242 transactions.
Correct,
good for you. Round of applause for you. And I wanted everybody to hear that first so that Lee gets your attention. Because, guys, I'm telling you guys, this is a guy that started from the bottom and now he's here. And that's what we want to find out. So, Lee, share with us really quickly. Tell us your story. What got you into the business?
Okay. So I was, let me see. I was engaged to my beautiful wife.
Awesome.
And she was actually going to graduate nursing school at $27 an hour.
Oh.
And I was making 12.
Okay.
Living at my grandma's house and doing I was an iron worker for a local company here in town erecting steel buildings. And basically my cousin that was 36 at the time stormed to my grandma's house and says, "Dude, why don't you get out of grandma's house and find yourself a real job?"
Right.
And I said, "Well, what do you expect me to do?" He says, "Go talk to a local broker here in town,"
right,
"where he actually started selling real estate, and he'll get you a job."
Okay.
Well, my cousin at 36 actually cashed out at $90 million selling a construction company. He built track homes here in Bakersfield.
Did you see my eyes?
Figured,
you caught my attention. You said $90 million. I said,
yeah,
"Whoa, what did you just say?" Woo!
Yeah.
I like that.
So Danny, I kind of figured, you know what? I'm going to take his advice. I don't even know what the hell real estate is, but I'm going to go check it out.
Okay.
So, I did. Got licensed, got married, first 6 months in the business, didn't sell a single house.
Okay.
And, a good, real estate sales manager, that is still a dear friend of mine told me to go to a Mike Ferry event at the LAX.
Okay, cool.
So I did, very little money, kind of dead broke, to be honest with you, living in the hood,
right,
in a garage version,
right.
Decided to go to this event for 3 days. It was an action workshop with, one of my old coaches, Dave Long, that held the event, and basically I realized that all the top producers in that room were sitting in the front, and they also paid for coaching. So I figured if they're doing 75, they're doing 100, 150 transactions a year, then damn it, that's what I want to do too. So
got it.
With very little money, I signed up for coaching that day. 6 months in the business, and my first year in real estate, I wound up closing 28 transactions in the last 6 months. So
good for you.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I think that, you know, our friend Mike Ferry, I mean, you know, he's never steered me wrong, and he's got nothing but good foundational advice, and I've never, you know, really deviated from him since then.
It's kind of funny you mentioned that, because Mike sent me two or three personal life-changing emails literally within the last 30 days of the year that were just profound, you know. And you know, it's funny how it always just goes back to the basics, man.
Yes.
The basics, you know. So, Lee, I got to dig your brain a little bit because, you know, I think one of the things that the show does is it offers inspiration to people.
Sure.
And you know, I think you're an inspiration because you obviously were struggling, you know.
Yes.
And I remember struggling myself. I don't know if you know my story, but we're kind of kindred spirits a little bit. Obviously, you're a little bit better looking and all that, but you know, we have the same heart, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
But I remember. You know, I tell a story of when I didn't even have gas to like get to the swap meet, which is where I used to get my deals, and I didn't have money for food, and I had to go steal, true story, guys, I had to go steal a cheeseburger from the AMPM just to eat, because you know they're small at the AMPM, they're like that big. You know what I'm talking about, Riley?
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm
yeah.
talking about? I stuck it in my pocket, I walked out, and then after I closed my first deal, because I don't steal, I closed my first deal, I went back, and I just gave them like 10 bucks, and the cash register was like, what's this for? I said, just don't worry, just take it. Just please take it, because I needed that off my conscience, right? But that's how bad it was. So Lee, I got to ask you, I mean, how did you persevere? Because I think a lot of people have a hard time, you know, understanding that, number one, that's normal because you're just starting business. But number two, man, you can't give up and you got to persevere.
You know, it was actually pretty easy. I mean, yeah, I don't want to make it sound easy, Danny, but I think it was easy to persevere because at the time, again, I was desperate. I mean, start making money now. I'm married now. My wife's kicking my butt in finances, and I refuse to let that happen.
Because that again.
Well, I mean, you know, basically, I've always been a provider, you know, and that's just my personality,
DNA. And
my DNA, and I refuse to let that happen. So, you know, I guess the perseverance wasn't really that big of an issue. It was just a matter of putting in the work and coming out of you know, the steel industry and construction, you know, working 12 to 14 hours a day in 110 degree weather, sitting 80 feet in the air, twisting bolts on a steel purlin, it was pretty easy to throw a suit on after getting licensed and then going into an air conditioning room and seeing all these agents sitting around the water cooler talking about what they did that weekend. So putting in 12 to 14 hours a day, 6 days a week for the next 6 months to close that year out, my first year in real estate, is really what paid the bills. But I think more foundationally speaking, you know, it's really just learning the fundamentals of becoming a professional real estate agent.
So you just said something, Lee, and it's funny. I don't know if you noticed, but yesterday I went on Facebook Live and I made a video, and I wasn't feeling too good. And I said, listen, I'm battling hard right now. And I said, you know, I was asked by somebody, or I don't know what happened, but somebody said, you know, I want to work smart, not hard this year. And I told everybody in the video, I said, look, it's time to work smart. It's time to work hard. It's time to work dumb. It's time to work stupid. It's time to work. It's time to build momentum, right?
Yes.
Would you agree that those last 6 months, that's what got you the momentum that you needed? I mean, can you relate to those words that I said?
Absolutely. I mean, being with zero deals, it was basically a springboard because I already hit bottom, so I can only go up from here.
Right.
And it allowed me to, you know, at least close out the year strong. So
Okay, good. And so tell me, so then what was your first full year like? How many deals closed?
Okay, so you mean the following year? I think I did about 35 transactions.
So that was a big jump.
It was a good jump. And then I think I did but you know, again, Danny, at this time it was 14 years ago. So it was late 2002, 2003 when I got in the business. So that's when you really just had to show up, don't say anything real stupid, and then you start getting paid, you know, and that's not a good time to be in real estate, if you ask me, especially as a rookie, because, you know, you don't learn anything.
Right.
You know?
Whoa. Okay. Hold on. Because this, see, sure. now you're really talking, because this is the opposite of what people think. You just said when the market is easy, that's not a really good time to be in the industry.
No, sir.
Okay, so explain to them, because people, market's been kind of easy the last 3 years or so. So you need to listen to what Lee's about to say.
Well, I think, you know, the superstars in real estate shine when the market crashes, or it doesn't crash, but it goes into a correction. You know, the superstars are the ones that actually have the skills and the mindset and the ability to actually increase their production during that time, while the others get out of the business or they suffer.
So. I love it. Okay, keep going. So you went up, you keep doing more deals.
Correct. Yeah, I think I did 45 the following year, and then the market crashed, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. Never knew what a short sell was. Neither did the bank that we started the first one on. But it was fun because my wife actually got pregnant in 2007 when the market crashed, and she was forced to take time off work, so she became my full-time assistant.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and so when the market's bad and having your wife as your assistant / accountability partner, I got to work. I got to work real good too. So that was a blessing, I think, in disguise, having her, you know, hold me accountable and really allowed me to sustain my business through 7, 8, 9.
You know, Lee, I got to ask, because I can just hear it in you, right? Especially with you having a construction background. I can just hear it in you that you're a hard worker. And it's been my theme this year. Quite honestly, I was inspired by my brother, Anthony. You know Anthony, obviously. Last year, he just put in so much work. And, you know, it reminded me of who I was when I was younger. You know, I was kind of coasting a little bit last year. And so that's my theme this year as well, is just hard work. And I mean, you know, look, we're a powerhouse office, but I was here last night till 7:30, 8 o'clock or so. And I think there were only two people in the building. Talk to these guys about the type of work that it takes to really succeed. I don't think people really get the sacrifice you need in order to win big.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, it's nothing but hard work. I mean, you don't necessarily even have to have skills or be, you know, you could still be in improvement mode on that. But if you're the hardest worker in the room, then you're going to get paid regardless in real estate, because we're surrounded by people that don't do anything.
That's right. Bingo. Bingo. Bingo.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game. Once you figure that out, guys, once you figure that out, that nobody's trying to work hard, that nobody's trying to do anything, that everybody gets satisfied with 20 deals, 25 deals, 30 deals. You know what I say about 30 deals? 30 deals ain't nothing.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing, guys. You need to get that out of your head. The only reason why you think 30 deals is a big deal is because your office gives you a freaking plastic trophy for it. 30 yeah. deals ain't nothing. And because you make 200 grand, 200 grand ain't nothing. Listen, if there's anything I promise you, this is, I'm going to start talking the truth. My buddy Uncle G has taught me to talk the truth, okay? So the truth is, you need to push yourself for more, guys, all right? And in order to do that, you've got to put in the work. Lee, I mean, nowadays you have millennials that sell 8 houses a year that are trying to open offices with like ping pong tables in them and like coffee machines. And I mean, what the hell is that? What is that? What do you think? I mean, they ain't ever going to get to 288 or 242. I'll tell you that right now.
No, Danny, I think that, again, the market's shifting right now.
Right.
So like you said, these folks are opening up their offices, their teams. You know, they've been in business for a year or two. Now they think, you know, they sold 20. So now I got to create a team. I got to hire a bunch of staff. It's not going to sustain itself, especially in the next year or two. I mean, I really do feel that, gosh, man, not to say anything bad about these guys, but these flat fee brokerages and all these other companies out there that are basically giving away the house, you know, they're not going to be able to sustain themselves when the market shifts.
Yeah, it's just not gonna happen. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Lee, so tell me, so this year you did 242 deals.
Yes, sir.
You know, I asked some questions on Instagram and on Facebook, so I know we're going to have some questions a little bit later from our audience. But what does your team look like? How is it structured?
Okay. So right now, actually, last year we ended up with 6 agents. This year, or 2016, let me back up. 2015, 6 agents. I just realized it's 2017, but 2016, we ended up with 10 agents. And right now we have 12 agents on the team. And we've got 4 or 5 agents out in the bullpen from different offices that are chomping at the bit to get on the team. So
awesome. So you kind of have like a little mini office.
Correct. Yeah. We actually were sitting in a brokerage. We were too loud. We produced too much.
Right.
I think that the broker felt threatened because I was making more money than him. And he put us in our own little hole over here. So,
hey, yeah, Lee, could you imagine if one day me and you hooked up and did something in Central California?
I could.
That'd be pretty interesting.
I thought about it, but I'm not sure if I want to give you a shot yet. So.
Oh, you don't? Okay. All right. Well, maybe we'll see later. Maybe we'll see later.
Kidding with you. But yeah, you know, it's we've got 12 agents currently on the team. I've got my executive assistant over here, Maya Raspoli, who's just been a blessing, lifesaver. Yes. Without her, could not have done what we've done in these past, you know, 2 years.
Nope.
You know, we've got a full-time marketing gal on the team. She just makes us look good all day long on social media and video and all that good stuff. Got a full-time transaction coordinator, and that is it.
Okay, good. All right, good. So let's talk about the keys to success in real estate sales. I mean, give me Lee Barrison's. I mean, if you have to lay it out for everybody, right? What do you think people need to be doing in 2017 to succeed at the highest level possible based off of your experience?
Well, I mean, if you haven't mastered all the scripts verbatim to where I can call you at 3 o'clock in the morning, I say, go. Okay, on my way over here, I have three really important questions. Number one, do you absolutely have to sell the home? Number two, if you don't know the scripts verbatim and you haven't mastered them, you're cutting yourself short. So number one, practice and prepare your ass off.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
If you've got three role play partners, you need to 10x that. If you've got a couple scripts down, you got to 10x everything. If you have one objection handler down, you need to make three or four off that one objection handler. Everything needs to get better in your, you know. And so this is my little 2 minute scenario. Mm-hmm. You know, we have professional football players like, you know, Tim Grover. He coached you know, Kobe and Michael Jordan and Dwayne Wade. Well, those guys got paid a little bit of money.
Yes.
Okay. And you know, Danny, just by having Tim at your, you know, at your event and reading the book, that those guys did things a little bit differently versus the average basketball players.
Right.
And if we started to do something that was different versus the average real estate agent, what would that do directly to our income?
Bingo.
But the question is how bad do you want it?
Right.
And are you willing to work your ass off in order to make it happen?
Yep. Yes. I got it. You know, Lee, I'm going to piggyback on that. This morning, one of the things that we started doing this morning, as you know, as a company, we believe in role playing and practicing. We mm-hmm. do it every single morning at 8 a.m. It just doesn't happen. We just every single day, right? And what I started doing is I started challenging everybody. I said, listen, randomly throughout the offices, we're going to call somebody's name out and have them practice the script. And, you know, one thing that I want to leave you guys with advice on is the following. Write down the words nervous chatter. Mm. Nervous chatter. And I want you to start listening to yourselves. And, Lee, I'm sure you'll appreciate this. I want you to start listening to yourselves and the way you communicate with your prospects. Half the time, you're saying things that does not need to be said. And it's just because you're nervous and you're just, it's called nervous chatter. Okay. So just a little thought, because true salespeople are effective and efficient with their words. They ask a powerful question. They listen for the answer. They repeat and approve the answer, and they ask another question. That's the 4-step process for selling, guys. Write that down. Number one, ask a powerful question. Number two, listen to the answer. Number three, repeat and approve the answer. Number four, ask another question. Lee, what are your thoughts on that?
100% agree, Danny. I couldn't send it, you know, I mean, a nervous chatter, you know, you say things that make you look like a nincompoop. If you recorded your calls and you go back and listen to them, man, I tell you what, you're probably not going to ask those strange questions again, but just stick to the script and repeat, affirm, and jump to the next question. 100%.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we got that down. So everybody, now listen, I keep telling all of our troops this, guys, listen. Being coachable is not just showing up for the role play. Being coachable is not just showing up for our live Facebook sessions. For those of you guys that follow us out there, being coachable is not just about listening to this podcast. Being coachable is about doing what you're being taught to do. So you could listen to 5,000 episodes of the Real Estate Sales Show, and it's a common theme here. People keep telling you guys, memorize your scripts. And if you keep going, oh, man, this is a great show. Oh, man, they just told me to memorize my scripts. Oh, yeah, that is awesome. And you never actually memorize your scripts. You're not growing, people. You're not growing, and it's going to be very difficult for you to ever to catch up to the level of production that Lee has or some of our guests have. So, Lee, great point number one. What would be point number two?
I think set minimum standards on everything that you do. And third, create stupid, massive goals that you know, you share them with the average agent or average person on the street, and they look at you like you're crazy.
Okay.
Because I think if you write those things down and you visualize them and you focus on that long enough, everything comes together in the end. But yes, also setting minimum standards. I mean, nobody has standards in real estate, but I think the superstars do.
Okay.
You know, it depends on what you want to be.
I love it. I love it. So set minimum standards and create enormous goals that cause people to think you're crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I wish you guys could see this. I just got sent a graph of our sales, and I just want you guys to listen to this. Just this is to inspire you more than anything, just to show you what's possible. But 2011, 110 homes sold. 2012, 284 homes sold. 2013, 629 homes sold. 2014, 955 homes sold. 2015, 1,735 homes sold. 2016, 2,344 homes sold. 2017, 4,000 homes sold projected. Now look, guys, I'm only telling you this because maybe you're not growing that much, but year after year, and you can look at the graph, year after year, guys, you should be growing. You should be pushing yourself to grow. You should be pushing yourself to do better. You should be pushing yourself to get better, become a better human being. And I think that's what Lee's talking about you. You know, people always say, oh my God, don't post it on Facebook, or you're too much on Facebook or whatever. That's the biggest accountability I have, is that I go out and say what I'm going to do, and then we actually do it as a company, obviously, you know. We've got a rock solid team with amazing agents here that really love and support each other, and without them, it's not possible, obviously. So we got point number one, point number two, point number three. What would be point number four? Give me your last one, then I'm going to take you a different direction.
All right. Let's see. Accountability. Bingo. Last point. You got to have accountability. You got to have painful accountability. You know, don't hire a babysitter, mm-hmm. somebody that'll coddle you, but somebody who really cares about your success, for one, but number two, somebody who's willing to cash that check,
right?
Or somebody who's willing to, you know, allow you to clean their vehicle in the parking lot for a week if you don't do what you say you're going to do. Because if you don't say what you're going to do, then you're a liar. And nobody wants to work with a liar. So quit lying and do what you say you're going to do.
So give me an example, Lee, of the craziest accountability you've ever done.
Well, just with myself, I can tell you that my old sales manager, the one that I mentioned earlier, that sent me to meet Mike for the first time. For 8 years, I worked underneath him, and basically every single year on about December 30th, he would have me bring him my business plan and a $10,000 check.
Ooh.
And so if I didn't do what I said I was going to do, then
cash the check.
He had the ability to cash that check, which I never allowed him to cash that check, Danny. But I think without that in place,
you would have done a lot less business.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
exactly.
And so what would you say to people who don't have this type of accountability in place in their life right now?
They're never going to take it to the level that they desire or that they say they want it.
Okay.
You know, because that's another thing. I think you even talked about it on episode 45 that, you know, you could say that you want it.
Right.
You can even write it down.
Right.
But if the activities and the action isn't there, then it's not going to work.
Yeah. Got it. I love it. All right. So Lee, listen, we have a lot of people out there that are either thinking of developing a team or have developed a team. What's really impressive is I did the math quickly in my head based off of your total units closed and the amount of people on your team. Everybody is averaging about 24 sales a year. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. And so this speaks volumes, guys, because people listen. There's a bunch of people out there that are building these teams that are just strictly for ego. Nobody's selling anything. And so talk to me about the decision you made to build a team. What was behind it?
So Danny, back in 2014, as a single agent, it was my best year. I sold 96 houses on my own, but I was burned out. And I felt.
Wait a minute! You did 96 houses by yourself?
Correct.
Holy moly!
Yeah. So it was a long year. I made a lot of money, but still, time was more important to me. You know. And so, I did have a few agents reach out to me just for, thoughts and maybe some coaching. And I realized how much I enjoy.
Yeah, helping people.
Helping people, just seeing them grow. You know, and. So I was talking to Meyer. I said, hey, why don't we hire a couple agents? And so we did.
Awesome.
And from there on out, I mean, it's, you know, just such a privilege to give back versus do it on my own. So that's why we started the team, because, you know, I did have a great year, sold 96 houses, but damn it, it's time to move on.
Yeah. Well, listen, guys, and this is what I want you to understand. And I tell everybody this all the time. Look when he started thinking about doing it. He got to 96 sales.
Mm.
96 sales, people. By himself. Lee, and I love the guys, but I got some local kids here that are opening an office, and they just closed 8 sales in a year. It's like nice. Everybody's looking for a shortcut. Mm-hmm. And then we got people that actually go follow them. I feel like saying, what is wrong with you people? You do not understand the capacity that you have. And you're people, listen to me, please. Do not think about building a team or doing any of this stuff until you yourself can do at least 40 transactions in a year. At least that number. Because that's the number where you start leveraging others, where you need to hire an assistant, where, you know, and it can't be with buyers. It has to be with sellers. It's got to be 40 deals a year where like 65% of them are sellers. Because if not, tell me this, what possible value can you provide a team member? Yeah, they may join you and may get excited, but you're going to have a revolving door. They're going to leave if you can't provide them the kind of value that they need. So just think about that, guys. This is very, very important. Okay, would you agree, Lee?
100%.
Okay, good. Yep. Good. Fantastic. Yep. And last but not least, and then we're going to go to questions on my Instagram and my Facebook account. By the way, if you're not following me, go to Instagram.com/DannyMorell or Facebook.com/Danny.Morell.page. Lee, how do you keep balance? And I don't know if I'm a believer in balance. I'm a very off-balance kind of person. But I guess, how do you make it all work? How do you make it all work with your beautiful wife, your kids, all of that stuff?
Oh, gosh. That's exhausting just thinking about, Danny. But I think that I agree with you. I mean, there's not a whole lot of balance in life. If you really have massive goals and you really want to take it to that next level, you know, it requires staying up late. It requires waking up much earlier. It requires practicing much more. But also, we have personal lives, and you know, my wife expects me home at a certain time. My kids expect me at their soccer games, and there's nothing that would get in the way of that either. But I think that something that helps me balance personal and business is schedule. You know, everything's got to be in the schedule, because if it's not, it's not going to happen.
If you don't mind, let me dig into that. What time do you get home?
To be honest with you, it's not too awfully late. Yesterday I had a chance to get off about 4, picked up my kids.
Oh, that's not
bad. No, you know, but some, I would say average 6:30.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And what does your schedule look like? Give me a basic framework of it.
Sure. I wake up, no later than 4 in the morning. Basically, you know, eat something, always go for a run. Always write down, you know, my goals and all that good stuff every morning. Mm-hmm. I get to the office no later than 8. And me and my team, we jump right into role play. And I start prospecting as a prospect, and then, lunch 12,
right?
1 o'clock follow up calls.
Yep.
You know, and appointments between 3 and 6, and I try to get home before then. So
awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty basic stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, nothing fancy.
Probably basic for us. We've just been around it for so long.
Correct. Yeah.
So okay. Yeah. All right. I love it. Sounds great. Well, listen, we are going to go ahead and we're going to go live now to the internet. And let me see. Okay. It looks like we got a question. We've got a question from Dennis Quinones, and this is on my Facebook account. Dennis Quinones. What is your main source of leads aside from past clients and referrals? That's question number one. He actually has 2 questions, so let's start there.
So the question is, what is my main source of leads besides past clients and referrals, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 65% of it's coming from expireds and for sale by owners.
Oh, that high, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. You know, that's now business.
Right.
That's what I like to call it, you know. So you know, let me back up though, Danny. I mean, you know, my business personally is 100% referral and repeat business.
Yours now.
Now, right. But before I got out of production, it was about 60%. But the guys and the girls on the team, they saw what I did, And they realized that I want to go chase the rabbit. I want to go after the expireds and forced sell by owners.
Right.
And so I didn't want to compete with these guys. So I decided to teach them exactly what I did.
Good job.
And now they're going off getting expireds and forced sell by owners all day long.
Good job. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Second question. Do you work a farm?
Negative.
No. Okay, so that means that...
Well, hold on. Are you talking about like crops or almond trees? What are we talking?
You are in Bakersfield, so, you know.
Right.
Yeah. No, I mean like a farm, like a traditional farm. I mean, do you do anything like that?
Like deliver pumpkins to... No, I don't. I'm just kidding.
You don't do any of that stuff. All right. Sounds good. All right. So thank you, Dennis, for the question. Thanks for following. Let me see here. I'm going to go to Instagram now. Let's see what we got there. I probably should have posted this earlier. Looks like we got two questions. All right, so here we go. Eggs Benny, which is a prudent follower of our show, says, "Have you ever rode the entrepreneurial roller coaster in your career? Make a few sales, everything is great, and then you go downhill, scrambling for deals. Then a few come back together, etc. It's so." When did that change, and what were you doing different? But that's a great question.
That's a solid question.
Yes,
yeah.
That's a great question.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, Danny, I think that you know, the peaks and valleys in real estate are extremely normal for most people. You know, they get busy, but then once they get busy, then they stop income producing activities because they're so busy servicing their
right.
deals. So I think that the best answer that I can give Eggs Benny is that. You got to leverage somebody to fill that gap of service, you know, income servicing activities to where you can just remain in income producing activities.
So what I just talked about this yesterday. So what you're saying is, okay, Lee, I feel like I need to help them with this. So give me a second here.
Let's go for it. Yeah.
Okay. I want everybody to grab a piece of paper right now. Grab a piece of paper. Okay. I'm going to go through this fast because it's fresh on my mind. I just taught it yesterday to our agents. Grab a piece of paper. And draw a line down the middle. Draw a line down the middle. And then draw a line across the top. And on the left-hand side, I want you to write income generating. And on the top right-hand side, I want you to write income servicing. Income servicing. And I want you guys to understand that there are two types of activities that you can be doing every single day. Income generating activities and income servicing activities. Income generating activities is anything that generates you income. Prospecting, write that down. Lead follow-up, write that down. Negotiating contracts because that's going to cause you income, write that down. Some of you guys are big on open houses. That's an income generating activity. Write that down. Listing presentations, buyer presentations. Write that down. Let's see here. What's another one? I just thought of one. And you get the picture. These are activities that make you money, right? Then on the right-hand side, there's income servicing activities. Income servicing activities are things like following up on emails. Following up on your files that are in escrow, showing up to an appraisal appointment, putting a lockbox up on a property, creating a flyer for that property. These are all income servicing activities. Here's the key, guys: 80% of your time needs to be on income generating activities, and 20%. On income servicing. And eventually, what Lee just said, you want to completely delegate the income servicing activities. That sound about right, Lee?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Right, spot on.
All right, fantastic. Hope that helps, guys. Matter of fact, I promise you guys this, one of the classes that I'll host this year will be specifically on time management and how to put all that together. All right, so keep an eye out for that one. All right, Eggs Benny has another great question. If you could leave one piece of advice to your kids, let's assume that they want to be in the business like you do. What would it be?
Get a coach.
Good.
Number two would don't be afraid to work harder than anybody in the room. And be professional because we're surrounded by a lot that aren't so professional.
You know, guys, I'm going to say that if you notice and if you see us on the screen, by the way, I know a lot of you guys, we're just over 20,000 downloads on our podcast right now, but you can also watch it on YouTube. And you guys can see we're both suited and booted, baby. That's how you got to be every single day. If anything, just to set the expectation, just to set the minimum standard in your mind that this is how you show up every single day to the game. So, or to play the game. All right, Lee, we got another one from the Jeffrey 10. The Jeffrey 10, say, from Toronto, from Remax Toronto. Gotta love the fact that we're reaching all over the place. Thank you, Jeffrey 10. Question, how are you getting past the reflex, not right now, never signing a listing, bring me a buyer, and actually converting that to an appointment? Finding I stall 80% through and lose rapport. I want to answer that one. But go ahead. How do you get past that?
Well, I think the reflex no is it's normal, you know. So right. you got to deal with it. It's similar to me walking into Macy's and the gal asked me, "Can I help you find something?" And my answer is no. But then 20 minutes later, I walk out with $500 worth of merchandise.
Yeah.
So you got to dig deeper. You got to dig for motivation, but you also got to ask them, "Hey, listen, you know, if you needed to sell today, what would prevent us from, you know, just ask another question. If you needed to sell today, what would prevent us from sitting down for 15 minutes?
All right. The Jeffrey 10, here's, I have a gift for you. I can't even sit still right now. Because if there's anything that I am fantastic at is selling. This is my bread and butter. This is what I do, baby. So I'm going to give you some advice and I hope you're all listening. I caught something. He says, I'm finding I stall 80% through and lose rapport. So rule number one, Jeffrey, I'm going to assume your name is Jeffrey. You know, I should probably click. Let me take a look here. Jeff G. So I'm going to call you Jeff. Jeff Goncalves from Toronto. All right, Jeff, here we go. Rule number one, just the fact that you posted that tells me you probably do not have a canned presentation. And what I mean by a canned presentation is a set of words that you use over and over and over, a canned dialogue that you are approaching your people on the phone with, that you're approaching your sellers with, so forth and so on. Number two, Jeff, I'll tell you another one. You got to stop backing down, man. You got to stop backing down. People are dying to be led. Yes. People are dying to be led. They want a leader, right? So you're going to have to get through that uncomfortableness. That's all that's happening. What's happening is they sense. Listen to me, Jeff. I'm going to change your life right here, my man. They sense you're getting uncomfortable and they take advantage of that. Okay? They take advantage of that. All right? How do you get uncomfortable, right? How do you stop that? By doing what Lee said earlier. You got to start practicing a little bit more, all right? Write this one down, guys, if you're listening. Human beings are like animals. They have a sixth sense and they can smell fear.
That's awesome.
Human beings are like animals. They have a sixth sense and they can smell fear. Mm. That's a big one, guys. A guy that made $2 million a month taught me that one time. You cannot be afraid. Even if you are afraid, you better pretend you're not. Let me tell you that right now, okay? But let me give you my approach to that. Forget the words. I want you to pay attention to my energy, to my leadership. Lee, tell me, bring me a buyer and I'll you know.
Just Danny, if you bring me a buyer, then I'll go ahead and pay you 2%.
Okay, so Lee, I appreciate that. What you're saying is if I bring you a buyer, then you'll go ahead and pay me 2%.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. And Lee, if you don't mind me asking, how has that been working out with all of the agents that you've been telling that to? Who's actually brought you a buyer?
No, nobody yet, but I think you might be the right guy.
Okay, nobody yet, but I might be the right guy.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that level shift. Lee, it sounds to me like what you're saying is you don't want to get stuck in a contract that's not going to turn into fruition, and you definitely don't want to overpay. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You know, Lee, that's exactly why people like you hire me. I specialize in getting homes like yours shown and sold for the most that a buyer is willing to pay. Lee, that is what you want, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly what I want.
Yeah. And you did say you needed to be out of Bakersfield and into Rancho Cucamonga by summertime, correct?
That's what we're hoping for.
Lee, if drop, if there was a way that I could show you, number one, how we can sell your home for top dollar, and number two, handle all of the headaches without any time constraints or any long-term contracts, would that be worth 10 to 15 minutes of your time?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm sure it would. Fantastic. When would be the best time for us to meet? Would tonight at 5 or would 7 p.m. be better?
Let's go ahead and do 7 p.m.
All right, guys, that's called selling.
Yes.
That's called selling. That's what I'm talking about, right? And don't start hitting me up to start coaching you and start a selling program because I'm busy right now. I'm building my company right now. This is to give back, right? You guys want some coaching? Go to Mike Ferry. He's the best at that, all right? But listen, this is what I'm trying to teach you guys is that you got to get better at sales because when you get better at sales, you get more confident within the conversation. When you get confident in the conversation, you'll be able to lead. And when you be able to lead, people will follow you. And that's what you want. Would you agree, my friend?
Spot on, Danny.
All right.
Great response. I love the that script that you just used, which you shared with me before.
Yeah.
And it works. So if you just take what Danny just went through right there, you guys can actually use that in any scenario, and it works.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Lee, final questions from our audience. Let me see here. We got a couple. All right, here we go. Nathaniel Barr says, what are the top three systems you use for expired and for sale by owner numbers?
Top three systems? I use one.
Okay, one, which is?
Redex.
Okay, Redex. All right. Mm-hmm. They're great friends of ours, theredex.com. Mm-hmm. Another great question from Eli Carrera. What is a key daily habit for you to achieve all these closings?
Pick up the phone and dial. So it's that first dial when you have that start time.
Right.
You have reluctance on that dial, then the times get pushed back and then it never happens. So just hurry up, get on the phone and then go.
Okay, good. So just get on there.
Yes.
Just get it going. Okay. All right. Kevin Messiah asks about your team and I think that we kind of covered that already. Mm-hmm. Final question, and then we're going to let you get back to work, Lee. Nathaniel Barr asks, if everything was gone in the world, no sales, no possessions, just starting off from scratch, what three truths does Lee know to be true? Man, Nathaniel, he's getting deep on us.
That's serious. That's a good question, though. That's a good question. So what are the three truths if the whole world went to pot?
Yes.
That state remains true.
Yep.
Okay, so there's always going to be somebody out there that will want to buy and sell real estate. Always.
Always.
The scripts never lie. They always bring you to an end result. So okay. Stick to the script. Don't deviate.
All right.
Let's see. And, lastly, hire a coach. I already said it once, but I'll say it again. If the world came to an end, there will be somebody out there that can coach you.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Lee, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Danny, for having me on the show. Huge privilege.
We've been on for close to an hour. That felt like 10 minutes.
Right?
So, Lee, I got to ask, people that are all over the country are going to have referrals for you and your amazing team in
Super.
Bakersfield, California. Tell them, how do they get a hold of you?
Great. Danny, they can reach me on my cell phone. Best number is going to be 661-213-6857. You can shoot me an email at Levon Barrison, L-E-V as in Victor, O-N, B as in boy, A-R-R-I-S-O-N @gmail.com. Or you can always find me on Facebook. Just look up Lee Barrison. I'm the only one on this earth right now that has that name. So just look me up.
I love it. I love it. Guys, it's going to be an incredible year. I think this was an incredible second episode of the year. Get ready. You better be on Instagram or Facebook following me because I'm going to tell you right now the tickets for Grant Cardone are going to sell out fast. We've got celebrities reaching out. We've got people reaching out saying they'll pay $1,000 for VIP. I mean, it's getting nuts. People are just excited about this event. And as always, guys, I want you to go out there this year and make sure that you're not only working hard, but work on your being decisions, right? Be big, think big, expect big, demand big, and then go out and act big, and you will receive big. All right, guys? It's a wrap. Second episode of the year, episode 46 with Lee Barrison. We will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, my friend.